Hi, this is Beth Jones Shaw with Spirit of Success, and welcome to First Things First, a weekly devotional for businesswomen who desire God's guidance as we seek to honor Him with our businesses. We meet by teleconference each week on Monday mornings to hear words from the Lord and encourage each other in prayer. I wonder what kinds of questions you ask most often in your day. I know that a lot of us as women ask the question, what am I going to wear? We probably also ask the question of ourselves, gee, what am I going to make for dinner? Or, where am I going next? Or, what do I need to do next? Or, who can help me out with this? There are a lot of questions we ask ourselves and others throughout the day. And if you are a mom or a grandma of little ones, you are probably asked lots of questions throughout the day because little ones are so curious and ask endless questions. Well, you know, asking good questions of others really helps develop a relationship. And as we are continuing our study of Carol Kent's book, Becoming a Woman of Influence, we have landed upon the very helpful principle number 4, which is the principle of asking questions. Our author reminds us that the real story of the other person is uncovered by the right question. The real story of the other person is uncovered by the right question. And she goes on to quote authors Robert and Pamela Crosby, who said this, quote, good questions create interest. Great ones inspire a response. Good questions open conversations. Great ones open souls. Good questions raise issues. Great ones evoke dreams and visions. Good questions elicit ideas. Great questions uncover needs. That's true. That is so true. And as we are becoming women of influence and connecting with other women, we want to be able to listen to them to develop that relationship. And the best way to do that is to ask questions. Well, you know, Jesus asked questions, not just good questions, great questions. Jesus thought about who he was talking to when he asked questions. Was this a person or a group of people who needed a falsehood exposed, like the Pharisees? Or was this a person who needed to have their deepest need brought to the surface, like when Jesus encountered the blind beggar and he asked the blind beggar, what do you want me to do for you? Oh, it seemed so obvious. The blind beggar was crying out, Jesus, Son of God, have mercy on me. He was blind. But Jesus knew the answer, but he wanted to ask the question, not because he didn't know. Of course he knew what the blind beggar needed and wanted. He wanted the blind beggar to say it. He wanted the blind beggar to have that deepest need brought to the surface. And that's why Jesus asked him, what do you want me to do for you? So the blind beggar could say, I want to see. And Jesus said, go there. You now see. When that deepest need is brought to the surface, oh, the power of the influence that you have with someone. Jesus taught us that. So when we are connecting with a woman that we want to influence, our author Carol Kent suggests several excellent questions that help connect with our hearts. Listen to some of these that she has suggested. You're sitting at coffee with someone or maybe just having lunch with them and kind of ask that person, hey, tell me about your growing up years. What was it like when you were growing up? Let them share. Most people like to talk about that. Or let them tell you about their mom or dad, or what are some of their best memories about their mom or dad? What are some of their best memories about Christmas? People love sharing Christmas memories. Maybe ask, hey, what do you think your strengths are? Or what do you think your weaknesses are? Very transparent there. I love this one. Love this question. Ask, if you had a completely free day, what would you do with it? If you had a completely free day, no obligations, no schedule, completely free day, what would you do with it? I'd love to hear what those of you listening would say to that too. That's a great question to get someone really thinking and you listening, and then you get a chance to learn a little bit more about them. I like this one too. What's the biggest roadblock between you and your dream? What's the biggest roadblock between you and your dream? Maybe you can ask someone when you're having a coffee break with them at lunch, hey, what do you like best about this work? You know, what do you like least? Not that you're looking for a complaint session. It's just interesting to find out from people, you know, what kind of work do they like most? It's always right to ask, hey, how can I be of help? How can I be of help? And always to ask someone, what a great question to ask someone, how can I pray for you? That's a great question because it stops people in their tracks if they're not used to somebody asking that question. How can I pray for you? A lot of times people, especially those who don't necessarily go to church often or haven't had someone ask that question, like, whoa, it just stops them. Well, gee, you pray for me. You know, that's a question that will uncover some needs. How can I pray for you? Those are all just great questions to have some good conversation, to get the other person talking and you having that chance to listen. You know, when we are connecting together, we want to be the one that listens so that we can uncover that need and then be able to help that person move forward in their life or just to connect and deepen the relationship. We don't always have to have an answer, and we certainly don't want to be sitting around trying to fix people's problems. That's not what we're called to do. But boy, to listen, to talk, to share, to hear from them deepens the relationship so that you can be that person of influence when the opportunity arises. The most important question that Jesus ever asked is found in the book of Mark, chapter 8. Starting in verse 27, Mark chapter 8, starting in verse 27, greatest question, most important question Jesus ever asked. Jesus and his disciples, it says, went on to the villages around Caesarea Philippi. And on the way he asked them, who do people say I am? They replied, some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, and still others, one of the prophets. But what about you, he asked, who do you say I am? Well, Peter answered, oh, you are the Christ, meaning you are the Messiah. See, Peter's answer showed Jesus that Peter knew him personally when he said, you are the Christ, you are the Messiah. It showed that Peter truly understood Jesus and his purpose for coming to earth, for dying on the cross, for defeating death 3 days later through his resurrection. Jesus had taught his disciples that all was going to happen and who he was and why that had to occur. Of course, they couldn't fully understand everything at that point, but they knew that he was the Christ. He was the Messiah, and Peter spoke those words. You know, if we answer, as Peter did, to that most important question, who do we say Jesus is? He is the Christ. Then we are saying we have a personal relationship with Jesus and our Father God. And we understand our mission as Christians. It is also an important question to ask of those women you are influencing. Now, of course, timing is everything. It's not the first question that you sit down and ask someone to say, okay, so who do you think Jesus is? I mean, you got to develop that relationship if it's someone that you're just starting to get to know. You want to make sure that you're listening to them first and uncovering. Uncovering their needs first. But over time, as you get to know them and get to know them a little bit better, then ask the Lord to open the door for that question to be part of a discussion, to open the door for continuing opportunity to share what Jesus means in your life. Because there will become a time, whether it's with your granddaughter, your niece, a good friend from work, a friend from church, a neighbor that you've gotten to know over time, to ask, hey, what do you know about Jesus? And then that conversation can continue. Again, it wouldn't be the first question that you would ask of starting a relationship, but it certainly is one that if you ask the Lord in prayer to open the door for that to become a part of a future discussion, he will do that. So be sure that you're ready to share who Jesus is in your life. You know, we always need wisdom in this, and if we lack wisdom, all we need to do is ask God, who will give it generously to us without finding fault. He promises it will be given to us in James 1:5, and so ask him for wisdom in this. It is the greatest, most important question. We want to make sure as we're getting to know someone and have that opportunity to influence them that we can ask that question, most especially so that we can answer that for ourselves. Well, thank you for listening, and I pray that you receive the message from God today that will encourage you and equip you to do your work as unto the Lord. And if you'd like to participate in our weekly live First Things First Telebible Study Time, just email me, Beth@spiritofsuccess.com. Thank you, and God bless.